yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
In its latest report on the situation of terrorism in the EU, Europol has pointed out that the bulk of far-right terrorism is almost excluded from the statistics. In its 2017 report, the European organization has recognized that refugees and ethnic minorities in the EU are facing increased violence, and this wave of crimes is meant to seriously intimidate sections of the population. Although the last part indicates that these crimes should be classified as terrorist acts, Europol admits that they have been systematically and deliberately excluded from the figures, statistics, speeches, and public reports of the EU member states, mainly because the perpetrators are white and from Europe.
Now again, I'm confused. These acts were unlawful, right? They were acts of violence, right? They were against civilians in the pursuit of political aims, right? So that pretty much ticks all the boxes of terrorism. So why are they not called what they are? Why is this term withheld? Are we not putting ourselves at greater risk by not identifying the larger cause of this problem? Radical white extremism? Oh, that's right. I'm forgetting about the right-wing small print about what qualifies as terrorists. Must be Muslim, right? It's about time we stopped dancing around.
In fact, terrorism is usually reduced to focus only on those acts by non-state actors, like Al-Qaeda or Daesh, or even further restricted solely to the so-called Islamic Jihadism. American academic Juan Cole has drawn up a list of these double standards when the word terrorism is used by Western officials and media. A white terrorist is always presented as an isolated individual with no relation to any other person or group, and usually with psychological problems. Attacks by far-right extremists are never linked to a collective culture, certain dominant discourses, or an ideology like anti-immigrant, Islamophobic, racialist, nationalist, and so on. In a nutshell, white terrorists are generally not terrorists, but mere murderers or criminals, while their Arab and or Muslim counterparts are immediately categorized as terrorists.
It's not a racial issue to say that an ideology inspires people to do certain things. That's not racial, right?
Yeah, but the media, no, you're not right, because what happens is people who are not white, especially if they're Arab or Muslim, automatically have a motivation. I'm not talking about what happens after months of investigation. I'm talking about what happens in the first 24 to 48 hours when the media covers something. I mean, even a 14-year-old kid in Texas who brought a clock to school somehow had a motivation, right? And he was arrested and questioned without his parents. And a guy in Las Vegas with 42 guns, and they're searching for a motivation instead of assuming that he has any. The double standard is glaring. It happens all the time in the media,
but
especially to Arab and Muslim Americans.
Right, Arab and Muslim Americans.
One of the most glaring examples is that of Dylan Roof, American, who in 2015 killed 9 black people in their church in Charleston, South Carolina, to trigger, according to documents found at his home, a war of races in the country. U.S. officials refused to call him a terrorist. Obama described Roof's act as a senseless shooting.
This morning, I spoke with and Vice President Biden spoke with Mayor Joe Riley and other leaders at Charleston to express our deep sorrow over the senseless murders that took place last night.
Almost all the media outlets, both in Europe and the U.S., used a lot of linguistic inventiveness to avoid describing Roof as a terrorist. The New York Times referred to him as a hellish visitor. It doesn't take leaps of imagination to predict how the media or officials would react if Roof were from outside the Western world.
I was on an airplane, I was sitting towards the front, and the door was still open, and this like 25-year-old blonde white girl came running to the front before we took off. She came running to the front, she goes, "Oh my God, I can't do this, I'm so nervous, I have to get off the plane, I have to go, I'm so nervous, I gotta get off the plane." And the stewardess was like, what's going on? I have to get off the plane. I'm too nervous. I can't fly with you guys. I have to get off. The captain, what's going on? I got to get off the plane. And, the, and then they were like, okay, go. And she just walked off. We closed the door and we started to leave. And the passenger next to me was like, shouldn't we stop and check if she has some baggage underneath? I was like, no, bro. She's some 25-year-old American blonde girl. Her baggage is in her head. Don't worry about it. She was carrying on, if you know what I'm saying, and she carried it off. Trust me. But I guarantee you right now, you go right there, Tariq, right? Yeah, with that beard. Take the beard. You go on an airplane. Wait till they're about to start. You're Egyptian. No, forget the random check. Get on the back of the plane, okay? Get the beard going. Get a thick accent going. When they're about to get started, just run to the front. I cannot do this right now. I have to get off this plane. I'm very nervous. I must get off this plane right now. Obama will give a speech. All I gotta say. Yeah.
Despite its gloomy rhetoric, the latest Europol report shows that as for previous years, the so-called terrorist threat actually kills very little, and in fact, no cause of mortality kills less than that in Europe. 142 victims in 2016, out of the 28 EU countries' 510 million inhabitants. And while the threat is said to be affecting everyone in Europe, only 3 out of the 28 EU member states have suffered one or more such attacks on their soil, successful or otherwise, during the period under review. The rest of the EU has not suffered any terrorist attacks. What's revealing in the 2017 Europol report is that member states, with the exception of the Netherlands, do not consider violent assault by right-wing extremist individuals and groups targeting asylum seekers and ethnic minorities in general to be terrorist acts. They, therefore, do not include them in their figures, statistics, press releases, and reports.
On the 29th of April 2013, that's just over 4 years ago, my father, Mohammed Salim, was leaving the mosque around 10 past 10 p.m. and he was followed home by a far-right neo-Nazi terrorist. He followed my father home on the road we've lived on for over 30 years and stabbed him to death. And then he went on a bombing campaign for 3 months and put bombs outside 3 mosques in the West Midlands. This was one of the biggest acts of terrorism in the UK. Yet today, many people don't know about it. The media was quite silent on it. In comparison to Lee Rigby's death, he was murdered 3 weeks after my father's brutal murder, and we saw Theresa May go out with the Cobra meetings, and mosques had to condemn the attack, but we didn't have any of this. We had basically a deafening silence.
In fact, for EU authorities and member states, plowing into a crowd shouting Allahu Akbar is indeed an act of terrorism, but burning Syrian refugees alive by setting fire to their reception centers is not. According to Germany's Interior Ministry, an average of nearly 10 attacks a day were carried out on refugees in Germany in 2016. In other words, for that year alone, almost 3,500 attacks were committed against the refugee population, and as many potential terrorist attacks excluded from the statistics.
At this moment in time, there's been an opportunity to far-right to increase in its numbers.
In some regions, far-right extremism is on the rise, and it is a big problem.
It's not just the average swear word or the racist comment on the street now, it's getting violent.
Violent action is kind of what I'm mostly concerned about, and we see a fair amount of that already.
The exclusion of such attacks from the terrorism category is first of all a distortion of reality. It completely distorts the statistics, speeches, and public perceptions of the phenomenon. The EU has in fact helped far-right, Islamophobic, racist, anti-immigrant and anti-refugee terrorists to be exempted from the label of terrorist, and therefore let them walk away from being investigated and brought to justice.